Rue, the AFL has announced its policy, no jab, no play. This is about the players. You can't train, you can't play moving forward. We know over the journey, we heard from Port captain Tom Jonas back in August on this program, and in his own words, he said, "Oh, I think it'd be a bit unfair to force players to get jabbed." We heard last week Demons Premiership player Tom McDonald say, "I think it's unethical." So I'm really keen to know what the Players Association thinks about this moving forward. Paul Marsh is the AFL Players Association CEO. He's on the line. Marshy, thanks for joining us. What is your association's stance on this no jab, no play policy?
Firstly, morning, guys. Good to chat. Look, I think we've been on the record saying that our preference would be that this is an individual player's decision. Unfortunately, what we've seen happen in the last couple of weeks is that's been taken out of the players and the industry's hands. I think the Victorian government directions are pretty clear that you can't come to training or play in Victoria, and that includes players from outside of Victoria if you're not double vaccinated, and other states are not opening their borders up to people that aren't double vaccinated. So, look, we've got to a point where right now, as it stands, we have no choice, and so we need to push forward with this. We've agreed a policy here that deals with that. The policy also provides flexibility should government regulations change. So, we'll review it with the AFL should that change. There's compensation for players who, in the end, may not be able to be vaccinated. So it's a fair outcome in the circumstances, but a difficult set of issues we've been working through.
So what will happen, Marshy, if someone just doesn't want to get vaccinated? Do they lose their entire pay packet?
No, I mean, what we've negotiated, Rue, is there's a couple of parts to this. So for the AFLW players, they'll be guaranteed at least 25% of their agreed salary. For the AFL players, it'll be 25% of the CBA minimum salary. But there's scope then to negotiate with the club. So some clubs may decide they want to continue to keep the players on their lists with a view that the player may even have a change of position, or the government regulations may change on this. So some players may be paid at 100%, but they have to all be paid at least 25%, as I said.
Right, 25% of the base wage.
For the men, and 25% of the actual individual salary in the women's comp.
And did you say that they can actually delist them?
Well, they can put them on their inactive list. So that's where we've landed. I mean, what we're trying to do here is give everyone time to work through this. Like in Adelaide at the moment, the players don't need to be vaccinated. So the AFLW players have got up to the 19th of November for their first jab. The male players have got up to the 21st of January. And that reflects the fact that, the situation is different in Adelaide. But the reality of it is they're not going to be able to get into Victoria to play or Western Australia or Queensland to play at the moment. So we're in a position where it's going to be impossible for them to play unless they're vaccinated.
Marshy, we know from stats that about 5% of the general population don't want to be vaxxed. So I presume it would be similar amongst your members. Have you had anyone come to you, now and say, "I don't want to be vaxxed"?
Yeah, I mean, we're aware of a few players here in that position. I'm not going to get into who those players are.
No.
I think our numbers are tracking at about 99% or a bit above. Okay. So, when you compare the AFL playing group as a whole to society, we're in a really good place here. And I think, we do have a view that, vaccinations are important from a health and safety perspective, from a, getting out of this lockdown cycle perspective. But we also respect the right of individuals. So, nearly all players are going to go down this path, but it is very difficult for those that are not at this point.
It is. But they've been very lucky to be able to keep playing through the pandemic, and they've been in a very privileged position. Coles and Woolies announced yesterday all their staff have to be vaccinated as well. So it looks like it's heading in a lot of other industries. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Pleasure, guys.
There he is, Paul Marsh, the CEO of the AFL Players Association.